Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the Shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Chapter 6, Mishnah 6, Vav Vav. Without the official help of the commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah that ended in chapter 5, but with the translation of the book nonetheless. Talking about how wonderful, how great Torah is. Again, there's only about 6 more Mishnahs, then we're going to take our summer hiatus, and God willing, come back next year with a different commentary, a different commentator, choosing from one of the commentaries that we can get a few bursts, a few ideas, a few things from each Mishnah, maybe keeping it a little more succinct for next season, Blee Neder, we'll see. So let's see what about Torah is so great. Gedola Torah Yosher Min HaKohuna U'Min HaMalchus. Torah is greater than priesthood and greater than royalty. Shehamalchus Niknes B'Shlosh HaMalos. Because kingship is acquired with 30 attributes, while the HaKohuna Niknes B'Esrim V'Arba, and the priesthood is acquired with 24 attributes, V'HaTorah Niknes B'Arba'im U'Shmona Dvarim. But the Torah is acquired with 48 attributes. 48. Listen to this. They're listed right here. V'Elohein, these are them. B'Talmud, B'Shmias Ozen, B'Aricha Sifasayim, with study and listening and verbally expressing. Vinas Halev, Ve'ema, Ve'yirav, Anava, Be'simcha, Be'tahara, Be'shimush, Chachamim. So with comprehension of the heart, awe, fear, humility, joy, purity, serving the sages. Be'dikto chaverim, Be'pilful, Pilpul, Tatamidim, Be'yishav, Be'mikra, Be'mishnah, Be'miut, Schara, Be'miut, Derech, Eretz. With being particular with friends, debating with students, calmness, Tanakh, Mishnah, minimizing business, and with minimizing interaction with people. But b'miyad ta'anug, b'miyad shena, b'miyad siicha, b'miyad schok, b'erach apayim, b'leiv tov, b'munad chachamim, b'kabbalah te'yusurim, and with making sure to minimize the interaction with those people, minimizing pressure, minimizing sleep, minimizing conversation, minimizing laughter, with b'erach apayim, b'leiv tov, b'munad chachamim, b'kabbalah te'yusurim, with having acceptance of suffering and having faith in the sages, with having good heartedness and patience, accepting the suffering, knowing your place. Hamakiris makoma v'sameach b'chalka v'osav siag l'dvara v'ena machazik tova la'atzmo ahuv ohoi v'samakom ohoi v'sabrios ohoi v'satzedakos ohoi v'samesharim ohoi v'satochachos v'misrachik min hakavod v'lomegis liba v'talmudom v'eno sameach b'horaa nosei ba'olim chaveru machril l'kav z'chus. A lot of attributes, trying to get through a lot of them before we translate them. So knowing your place, being satisfied with your lot, making offense for your words, not taking credit for yourself, beloved, love of God, love of people, love of charity, love of righteousness, love of rebuke, fleeing from honor, not being haughty in learning, and not being happy in ruling, sharing the burden with your friend. No sibol on chavir machril lekav zechus mamiru ala emos mamiru ala shalom es yashiv liba betalmudo shalom eshiv shomer mosiv halomin al manas lamid v'halomin al manas laasos. So judging to the side of merit, establishing him in truth, establishing him in peace, calmness and study, asking and answering, listening and adding, learning in order to teach, learning in order to act. Halomin al manas laasos hamachikim es harabah mechabin es shmu asom v'omer davar b'shem amoro. And someone who says something in the way we learn it in someone else. Besides, for learning in order to teach, learning in order to act, making his teacher wise, being precise in teaching, saying something in the name of the person who said it. You have learned. Omer David b'shem Amora ha'lamada tokola. Omer David b'shem Amora mevigula la'olam. We've talked about this before. Someone who says something in the name of someone else who we learned it from brings geula to the world. Where does it come from? We talked about this from Esther. Vatomer shenemar vatomer Esther lamelach b'shem Mordechai. As a result of this, it was written in the king's books of deeds that that Mordechai literally saved the king's life, which was eventually read before the king, just before Haman came to ask for permission to kill Mordechai. The same Mordechai eventually saved the entire Jewish people. There's a ton of stuff in this Mishnah. Way too difficult to focus on all of them. I just want to point out two things that we talk about a lot. Number one, you shouldn't learn just in order to learn. You really should learn in order to practice and in order to teach. Someone who learns and learns in order to teach, in order to practice, is given the ability, v'halomin al manas la'asos, You know, we talk about in davening, we talk about elsewhere in Pirkei Avos, someone who learns, not just to learn, someone who learns in order to practice, in order to teach, in order to preach, in order to help others, will be given the tools not just to learn, not just to study, not just to act, but actually to teach others also. And that's one of the major elements, major attributes of the Torah itself. And again, like we talked about in the other Mishnah, you gotta say things in the name of someone you heard it. Not only is it plagiarism, but it's just not right. You could bring Geula to the world if you actually say things in the name of other people. Making sure to limit your laughter. Making sure to limit, not to have no laughter at all, but not to have laughter in inappropriate times and inappropriate places. Shlomo HaMelech teaches us in Koheles, Eit Leschog ve'Eit Lerkod. And there's a time, Levkos, Eit Levkos ve... There's a time for everything. So you can't be laughing at a really somber event. You can't be crying at a really happy event. I mean, you could be crying, but it's not the appropriate venue really so much. Understanding you got to love people, love Hashem, understanding to have the fear and to have the proper humility, the proper joy in life, the proper purity in life, dealing with the sages, serving the sages, dealing properly with your friends, dealing properly with the students, making sure to learn and making sure to be involved in learning every single day, making sure to understand accepting what Hashem gives you. We should be zocha to have tiny yisurin, like we talked about in the other show the other day, that you reach into your pocket and get the wrong coin. Halavai, that should be the yisurin we get. Understand that we're supposed to be happy, and our lot Eza Hu Ashira Sameach Bechalko Ben Zoma teaches us a few prakim ago in the beginning of 4. Eza Hu Sameach Sameach Bechalko. You are given exactly what you need, exactly what you are supposed to have. Understand, you got to make offense for your words. Don't try to take things for yourself. Don't take credit for things that you didn't do. Be a loved person, someone who is beloved by all, someone who loves others, someone who loves to do good things, someone who loves to see good things. Understand that constructive criticism is really supposed to be constructive. Run away from honor. Don't be arrogant or haughty. Don't be happy to see downfalls of other people, God forbid. We learned that another Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Hashem will turn his wrath from that person to you, God forbid, if you're happy just to see people fall. Not talking about a Malik or a Sharm or people like that. It's understanding to share the burden with your friend. Understanding to be Don Lekav Schos. We have a whole lecture about that. Judging people favorably. Asking and answering in the right way, learning in order to practice, learning in order to teach, and making sure to say things in the name of what you heard it. These are the attributes of Torah. These are the ways to really acquire Torah. Halavai, we should pick up and latch onto just one of these things from the entire list of 48 things. Figure out one thing you could try to attach yourself to make yourself be more attached to Torah, whether it be repeating things in people's names or minimizing sleep. I mean, we all need sleep, but making offense for words, not taking credit for yourself, loving to give charity, loving to do for others, being generous, being involved in peace, anything you could do to enhance your life and those around you, that could really lead you to one of the elements of the 48 ways of Torah. Join us next time how we talk about it great. Again, how Torah is so great. What does it do for those around us? Here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.